Buddy.
Good evening.
Hi,
okay, I'd like to call this meeting to order of the Highway Bridges and Capital Projects Committee. Has everybody gotten a chance to look at the minutes from last month's meeting?
Yes.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes as written.
So moved.
Or second?
Second, motion made by
Manna,
seconded by
Herb.
Herb, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Herb, thank you for reminding me. I forgot. Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Okay, just a subtle reminder.
Yeah, I can't miss it. It's right in my face. Okay, I pledge allegiance.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Thank you, Herb.
You're welcome, sir.
Okay, we might as well get right into resolutions. The first resolution is resolution number 302. Authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute grant agreements and documents with the Dormitory Authority of the State of New York for the funding and construction of a rooftop solar installation at UCAT and amending the 2025 capital program and establishing Project 574 Department of Environment. Any discussion?
I was going to say, I'll move for purpose of discussion.
Okay, second. Okay. Anybody have any questions or?
Was this what they were just what Brian was just talking about some difficulty over there? Because
No, he was talking
about electrical for the buses.
Yeah, the charging, the new chargers we put in, you know, that we bonded or we got the grant for, 2 months ago, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Apparently, there's some sort of issue with them. Herb was at the meeting, too. I don't know the details. I probably should have waited till Saja presented it to the committee, if she's going to anyway. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. I know, Manna, you're probably excited about this resolution with the installation of solar on the roof. So if there's not any discussion, I'll entertain a motion to move it.
So moved.
Moved by Legislator Lick. Seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. Resolution number 304. Authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal shared service agreement with the town of Hardingburg for maintenance of county roads, Department of Public Works, Highway and Bridges. This has been an ongoing thing for years, routine resolution. Any discussion? Okay.
I'll move it.
All right. Motion made by Legislator Litz.
I'll second.
Seconded by Legislator Heppner. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 305, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal shared services agreement with the town of Shandaigan for maintenance of county roads, Department of Public Works, Highways and Bridges. This is very similar to the resolution that we just passed. It's been going on for many, many years.
I'll move it.
Motion made by Legislator Litz. Seconded by Legislator Fabiano. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Brian, did you have a question?
No, I was seconding. That's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't.
That's quite all right. That's fine. As long as we got it, that's good.
Okay. And there's nobody opposed. Resolution number 319, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county, Otis Elevator Company, Department of Public Works. This is a this is 100% county funding. The contract is from was from 10/1/20 to 9/30/23 at the cost of $300,000. Any discussion?
I'll move it for discussion.
Motion made by Legislator Litz for discussion.
I'll second.
Seconded by Legislator Cahill. Okay. Did you have a question, Herb?
No, I just want to know if this was the annual maintenance contract.
Yes.
Yes, John is shaking his head up and down. I'll assume that's a yes.
Yes, yes, it is the annual maintenance contract with Otis Elevators.
Then I'll move the resolution.
Motion made by Legislator Litz to move it forward.
Second.
Seconded by Legislator Green. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion. Any opposed? Motion carried. And the last resolution that we have, resolution number 320, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Emergency Management Technologies, LLC, Department of Public Works.
I'll move for discussion.
Motion made by Legislator Litz to discuss.
I'll second.
Second by Legislator Heppner. This is a contract from October 1st, 2020 to September 30, 2023 at the cost of $96,000. No, wait a minute. That's the one. Tom, you have any?
Well, this again is an annual maintenance contract for the HVAC controllers.
Okay. Yeah. This is usually every three year, right? Pretty much.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Any other discussion or question? Excuse me?
I'll move the motion.
Okay. Motion made by Legislator Litz.
I'll second.
Seconded by Legislator Heppner. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. That's the end of our resolutions. We can go into new business. Anybody have any new business they like to bring up?
I have a small item, if I may.
Go ahead, Legislator Green.
Just to let you know that the Climate Smart Committee, which meets tomorrow night, was contacted by someone who is interested in sharing information on green concrete. And so we're going to allow them to speak briefly at the September 28th meeting, because this agenda is too full. But if there is interest, we could do what we did. Some of you will remember the meeting we held on refrigerant management and invited the departments, and you know, both this and that really relate to public works. So I just wanted to let people know it's in the works. It may not, if there's not interest, or if we hear negative things, then we won't. But I think the reason it's called that is that it sequesters carbon dioxide and greenhouse gases. That's my top of the head understanding, but we'll know more after he presents. But it might be something, another step that we can take in terms of climate solutions.
Okay.
We've got back to you.
Anybody else
want to attend?
Who offered to present? Is that what you're asking?
No, I said, this is Herb Litz, and I would offer to attend.
Great. Okay. We'll be sure to keep you informed, and Tom as well.
Yeah, please keep me and Paul for DPW.
Manigel, if you can send a reminder out, email to all the members on this committee, I would appreciate that when the time gets near.
Yep, will do.
Thank you so much. Okay. Any other new business? Okay, if not, I have I received a email today from Nettie, our clerk for our meetings, and she was approached by the legislator Lynn Archer from Ways and Means, and Lynn would like to have a joint Ways and Means Committee meeting with us on Wednesday, October 14th at 6 p.m. to discuss the new proposals for the next five-year plan for capital projects. I agreed, and if you just want to mark your calendars, who can attend would be good. There is a good possibility, I understand, that meeting we can meet in the library, but you'll be notified in plenty of time before the meeting if that's going to be the case. If not, then it would be on Zoom. So that's
that was October 14th?
Wednesday, October 14th at 6 p.m. A joint meeting with our committee.
Thank you.
And Ways and Means.
So I'm going to have to put on long pants then. Is that what you're saying? Sometime in October?
Sometime in October. Okay. Good thing. Just in time, right?
Right. Get all dressed up. Put on a pair of jeans.
And while I'm on new business, this is for Commissioner Jackson. I received a phone call the other day from the chief of the Mount Marion Fire Department, and he was wondering if there was any way they can get that firehouse sign that was heading north on Kings Highway a couple hundred feet prior to the firehouse. There was one there, and then when they did the road over, when they had to take it down, it was never put back up, and they were wondering if one could be put back up.
Okay, I'll check into that, Dean, and let you know.
Okay.
I don't know whether that was an oversight or what happened. I'll have to check with Brendan and have him dig into that.
And he also told me to thank you. They went with the mower, with the arm that reaches down over the rail and that. Right. And they had a little slight problem coming out of there. And they said that the guys that did an excellent job. They went far deep down. And Christ, when you pull out, looked at it today, you could see for a mile when the trucks pull out of the firehouse and they got to look to their left, the sight is very, very clear. So they wanted me to pass that on to you and thank you for sending the guys out to do that.
That's good feedback, Dean. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And does anybody have any old business? Okay, bearing none, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Legislator Litz makes a motion to adjourn. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Seconded by Legislator Heppner. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Thank you all very much. Have a good night. Stay safe.
Thank you.
I hope to see you all soon. Take care.
Take care, Dean.
Good night.
Bye, everybody.
Take care. Stay safe. Bye, and
Nettie. Bye-bye.